All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 4.
From the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, presenting projections regarding the economy and population of the Southeastern Wisconsin region. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. Please introduce yourself for the record. Important topic this morning, so, and I understand you have a PowerPoint for us to kind of introduce the
yes.
topic and so on, so please
yes.
go ahead.
We have a PowerPoint. We also have hard copies of the PowerPoint if anybody would like one. I believe you had a link to a newsletter, and we have hard copies of those. This is the fifth time that the Commission has made projections looking out to the future, this time to the year 2050. It looks at the future size and characteristics of the region's population, number and characteristics of jobs. The first time they were prepared was back following the 1960 census. And the last slide we look at is, and it's a question people always ask, is how accurate have been those past projections? So we'll look at that. The projections are documented in two reports, the population and the economy of Southeastern Wisconsin as well. If you so wish, we can get you copies of those reports. They are available as well on our website. They were reviewed by an advisory committee, and on the second page of the newsletter, the members of that advisory committee are listed. Now, looking at the population increase that occurred between 2000 and 2010, the last 10 years, the region's population grew by about 5%. Certainly an important characteristic, and you can see this across the country, is the baby boomers' effect. There was a substantial increase in the people age 50 to 64, decline in people age 35 to 44 between 2000 and 2010. The average or median age of the region has increased as well from 37 to 27 years. And minority population increased from 23% in 2000 to 29% of the total region in 2010. All of the increase in population which occurred from 2000 to 2010 was with respect to the minority population. And that's been true for a few decades now in Southeastern Wisconsin. Now, if we look at population change, it's really three factors: number of births, number of deaths, and then migration into and out of Southeastern Wisconsin. And births minus deaths is called natural increase of the population. You can see the big increases that occurred in the 1950s and 1960s. That was the baby boomer generation. Now, one interesting thing to note there is if we look at the number of children that a woman had in Southeastern Wisconsin, and this is a woman who finished her childbearing years by 1960, on average, she had about four children. Same if we look in Southeastern Wisconsin, women who finished childbearing just 10 years later in 1970, the average was 2.3 children. And after that, it's been under two. You can see the migration, kind of the rural to urban migration that happened in the 1920s, not so much in the 30s with the Depression. You can see the significant out-migration that occurred in the 1970s and 1980s. To an extent, that's a factor of the baby boomers, so many baby boomers coming into the labor force that even though we had substantial employment growth in the 70s and 80s, there wasn't enough employment growth to accommodate all those baby boomers. As well, those were the years in which women's labor force participation rose substantially. Now it's at the level, almost at the level that men are in the labor force. Another important factor with respect to population is number of households. This is what creates housing demand. And because household size beginning of the decade to the end of the decade. You can see that actually a more significant correction in the economy or downturn in the economy occurred between 1979 and 1983, where the region lost about 10% of jobs. I think many people forget that, but that happened. It actually was a more severe decline than it has occurred over the last 10 years. And also looking at that period from 1983 to the year 2000, there was almost a straight increase in jobs. No correction or downturn hardly at all. A very unusual period that occurred in this region. Certainly, in effect, you've heard is that service jobs have been increasing. You can see them just taking off. Manufacture, that's the green line. Blue line of manufacturing jobs. You can see the decline that's occurred. Similar shifts have happened statewide and nationwide. We're still one of the highest proportion in manufacturing here in southeastern Wisconsin. Some of that's happened because capital has replaced labor, or machinery has replaced labor. Certainly, you can point to many companies throughout southeastern Wisconsin and in Milwaukee County where they're producing more product and they're employing fewer people. And another factor related to this is simply the structuring that has happened with companies. Many companies now contract for a portion of their accounting, contract for a portion of their engineering, contract for a portion of their legal services. Those jobs then get reported as service jobs because they aren't employed by the manufacturing company. They're employed by firms in accounting, in legal, and in engineering. Probably in years past, manufacturing would hire temporary employees. They would be reported as their employees, as manufacturing employees. Now they might go to increasingly to a temporary firm. Those employees then are reported as service employees, employees of that temporary firm. Manufacturing firms used to have cafeteria employees, which were their employees, or janitorial employees, which were their employees. Now they contract for that. They're reported as service employees because they're employees of those service firms. So that's part of that trend. Now getting to the 2050 projections, high, intermediate, low, where the high and low represent something that's plausible, not considered to be the most likely. The intermediate forecast is considered to be the most likely forecast, and that's the one you'll see where we compare to how well did our past forecasts do. When we project population, we use a technique called the cohort component technique. We look at the existing population by age and by gender. 5-year age groups. We make explicit projections about the fertility rate or number of children that would be born. Right now, it's
You know, there was a lot of talk about the population loss that occurred in southeastern Wisconsin and Milwaukee County over the last few decades. And much of that occurred because household size was dropping. There were fewer people in that same home. That was the reason for that decline in population. We're projecting that the region's households will increase from about 800,000 to 972,000. Household size is projected to decline very modestly over the next 40 years. If you look at how it declined from about 3.4 persons per household over the last 50 years to about 2.47, very small decline. So almost any growth in housing demand is going to be a result of in-migration of population and natural increase. Milwaukee County's households are projected to increase from about 383,000 to 409,000, and average household size projected to decline from 2.41 to 2.32. Now, with regard to employment projections, we look at a variety of information from historic trends, other agencies and groups' projections, industry and economic outlooks with regard to each element of industry that exists in southeastern Wisconsin today and throughout the nation. And the projected employment is explicitly tied to the population projections and how much labor force will be needed to support that employment projection. Now, when you look at our employment projections, you're going to see a straight line, and we don't anticipate it's going to be a straight line. It's going to be up and down because with employment, you have those short-term fluctuations. The projected growth in employment, the intermediate projection, would increase jobs from about 1.2 million to about 1.4 million, and we expect that there will be a continuing shift from manufacturing to service-oriented jobs. Milwaukee County's employment is projected to increase from 575,000 jobs to about 609,000 jobs. And the last two slides look at our past projections, and these are ones prepared in 1960, 1970, 1990, and how do they look today? The orange line that goes out to the year 1990 was the first projection the commission made. And that one, you can see, greatly over-predicted population because it didn't anticipate the change in lifestyles that was occurring. Fewer children per household, as well as women entering the labor force. It basically anticipated for every job you're going to have a new household moving into the region and one worker per household. And that's why they over-predicted population. They didn't anticipate the green line, which is well as above, expected some of that change, but didn't anticipate enough of it that occurred over the years. So, but you can see the projections that have been made since then have been very accurate, tracking population since then. And it's always important when doing projections to try and anticipate not just what change happened in the past, but what's likely to occur in the future. And these are our household projections. Really only one projection was off. That was a projection prepared back in 1960. Again, expected more households because it expected, didn't anticipate women entering the labor force and within a single household absorbing two jobs. It anticipated more that for every job you'd need an additional household. Kind of the leave it to beaver lifestyle is the way I would, except they only had two children. Back then it was more like three. These are the commission employment projections, and you can see some of the projections. The one, in fact, back in 1960 was very accurate. It projected jobs within a couple of percent, but yet it was off in terms of population and households. And you can see that the projected employment for many years was running above, or the actual employment was running above projected employment, but now it's it's actually back to what the projection is. And so you have to always anticipate the fluctuations that will occur with respect to employment. These projections will be used as the commission goes through a major update of regional land use and transportation plans, as well as to support the other plans and update plans that we've prepared, such as the regional housing plan. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I do have a couple questions. The one thing that really struck me in the report was the share of regional employment by county. I mean, in 1950, Milwaukee County had about 80%, and the other counties were strikingly, Waukesha less than 3%, Kenosha about 5%, and in 2010, Milwaukee had less than 50%, while the other counties, particularly Waukesha County, almost 23%. I mean, tremendous growth in the outer counties and similar reduction from Milwaukee County. And I'm wondering the implications of that with regard to even the New York Times is talking about Wisconsin and southeastern Wisconsin in terms of its concentration of minority in Milwaukee County and the implications with regard to, you know, tremendous disparity between political regions, et cetera. Just wondering if you can expand on really the implications of that change.
Well, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, the Commission's plans have made recommendations to try to address that, and they include back in the original regional housing plan that we prepared back around 1980, and the most recent update of that plan is the need for affordable housing, particularly in those communities with major job centers. And we've identified where that lack of housing exists, looking at both lower cost housing, let's say modest multifamily, as well as moderate cost housing, smaller single family housing on relatively smaller lots. And our plans also have addressed the need to connect the region with public transit. We have a metropolitan area that's accessible, very accessible if you have a car. There's a significant population which doesn't have a car, about 10% in southeastern Wisconsin. That's higher in Milwaukee County in the city of Milwaukee, I think approaching 20% in the city of Milwaukee. We need to expand public transit. We need to have a dedicated funding source for public transit like every other metropolitan area has.
I appreciate that. Those are the institutions within county government, of course, that will be impacted, and those are the two main ones that came to mind. Of course, the significant increase in individuals over 65 and the need for the Department of Aging to continue to concentrate on that higher growth population. And of course, our disadvantaged business enterprises, the work we need to do there. The only other comment that I have is with regard to that increase in the service sector. Is it correct that previously, if attorneys were in-house with a manufacturing firm or in-house with an accounting firm, were those jobs counted as manufacturing jobs?
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, if they were employees of that manufacturing firm, they were counted as manufacturing employees. They showed up as manufacturing employees. If that manufacturing firm now has only a few attorneys, but say if they have a major issue, they contract with a law firm, all of the employees of that law firm would be reported as service employees. And, you know, one of the things I think people always looked at that manufacturing was an export industry. It exported products. It brought value into the community, and service industries didn't. But I think if you look at service industries, be it engineering or accounting or legal, if they're doing work for clients outside of Milwaukee County or southeastern Wisconsin, that's actually an export industry because they're bringing that value into southeastern Wisconsin. their employment is being supported by revenues from outside of southeastern Wisconsin and Milwaukee County.
In some ways, are we overstating the loss of manufacturing jobs? Because we may have been really overcounting the manufacturing jobs with those in-house.
To an extent, yes. And I don't think that's something that's very well understood. It doesn't mean we should discount any of the manufacturing that exists today. But I think that change has to be understood.
And I think the other thing, we generally understand service sector to be low wage. That's not true when you're talking about this type of service. Service sector jobs can actually be very well-paying jobs.
Sure. Madam Chairman, members of the committee, yes, they can. And indeed, you would have major headquarters employees like Northwestern Mutual will show up as service jobs, finance, insurance, real estate jobs.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But when you look at those service jobs, but you also put them, if you use Northwestern Mutual, they have their own industry. So when you say that, even though you may say service jobs, they always lump them as financial services. It's not the same as when you look at a service job when you're talking about janitorial or everything else. Mm-hmm. You have more people in that sector, and it's lower paying, and people actually want people to look at that. Even though you lump everybody together as a managerial job, of course, accounting is getting paid by that company as in-house. That is part of that company's firm. But since the new trend is outsourcing everything, you don't know how to get into those jobs, those service jobs that who are accountants and things like that. And plus, when you subsidize everybody, your job, if you may be an accountant or a lawyer, you're not going to have that same scale if you work for a firm. So that firm will get their cut, then you'll get your salary, and you might not have benefits. But what I'm looking at the trend, and since she brought it up, is about the minority population. Even though the segment is going to a suburb, but majority of the jobs out there, majority of them live here, but Waukesha have a booming minority population, but they don't have housing. And so they will come back into the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County to live. So it really is about housing. If you get the housing out there, the employment, you have more better opportunities for jobs. Even though you touched on transportation, but if you don't have the housing, you're going to have a segregated environment within southeastern, within Milwaukee County. And can you give me the New York Times article so I can read that? About the Milwaukee County and business, economics.
Now, Madam Chairman, Supervisor, I think to address the issue, there's really two things that are needed, as you identify, or three things: affordable housing in those areas, that's affordable to the workers that in those job centers, better public transit to better connect the labor force with those jobs, and three, I think something you'll see when you look at those longer trends will be employers will want to locate where the labor force is. You know, we've been in a situation where there's been a surplus of labor force with the baby boomer population and women entering the labor force. We've been in a situation where in the last 10 years where the economy's been down after 9/11 in 2001 with the housing crisis that occurred in the later 2000s. As you look beyond that, and you look at the baby boomers entering the labor force, and you look at women are now in the same proportion of labor force participation as men, there's going to be a growing need for people to fill jobs, and that's going to be key on employers' minds.
You still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Duncan, you made a statement. And we've been having this running battle for a while. Most business within southeastern Wisconsin, particularly Waukesha County, Washington County, that they would get the outskirts of Milwaukee County, and they want to try to depend on ride share, transportation, CMEC funds that we go in there. But then you didn't have those companies, when that ran out, to say, put your tax dollars here, because you have the business there. Let our people still come out there, and they didn't want it. And we can look at quadraphics, We can look at a number of the companies who was right on across that line, still want that labor force, but they say they don't want to be within Milwaukee County. And that's a growing concern.
Mm-hmm.
You have companies right now looking at van pooling to get their employees from Milwaukee County to where they're located. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to ask about the balance and difference between Milwaukee County and the rest of the region in job growth. I think I saw you cover that in one of your slides. It looks like the numbers that I seen were around 30,000 that would be created between now and that projection in Milwaukee County. Then I saw another number for the whole region, which I think was probably substantially larger than
about 200,000, I believe.
Okay. Does that fare? Does that trend consistent with what we're seeing today, or are we seeing that gap continue to grow?
I think, Madam Chairman, Supervisor, I believe that showing a greater proportion of jobs occurring in Milwaukee County than has occurred in the past.
I'll move to receive and place this item on file. I think it's great information. I thank you for the presentation.
Any other comments from the committee? SUPAC, I think, is just a valuable resource for the county. Appreciate the input and the kind of information you bring this committee. I think it's very worthwhile to have us have this on record to show that the county is looking at it. I do think our surrounding counties have some work to do to look at this. I hope you're received.
Yes, yes.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that.
Yeah, you don't.
Should I pass them? Okay. Thank you.
Why don't you call the roll first?
On the motion to receive and place on file, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend receiving and placing on file prevails.
Mr. Junker, thank you so much for your time and for coming. I think we were the first ones to get this report.
Yes,
thank you very
much.
Appreciate it. I am